My name is Susan Ferguson. First of all, my sister was diagnosed with cancer and she encouraged me to go and get a test done, which I didn't really want to because I had no lump, I had nothing, no feeling, no sickness, no illness. And after a lot of encouragement, I did book an appointment with the doctor, went in and sent me for the mammogram. And lo and behold, couldn't believe it, as I had no lump, that I had breast cancer. When I found out that I had cancer, I was very, very shocked because even though my sister had it and my mother previous had it, I really didn't think I did because I didn't feel anything and I had no lump. When I was diagnosed, they told me there was never a lump there. It was like grains of salt was the way they explained it. So I wouldn't have found it for a long time, only for my sister had got it. I get checked every year now, and it's the most important thing because I know I probably wouldn't be here today because I hadn't got a lump to find. To me, the mammogram is the most important thing. I've only just got mine done there 2 weeks ago, and I get it done every year now. Wicklow Cancer Support, I phoned them up and I called in. They were so good that I did find it very hard to come in and admit I had cancer and looking for help and wanted answers to what radium is, what chemo is, losing your hair. You just want to know, and a lot of your friends and family can't help you because they haven't gone down that road. So I felt the one person that can would be someone in the Wicklow Cancer Support. And when I called in, the girl in the office, Anne, she was absolutely lovely. I got the answers to questions that I had. Then I joined the art class, which was fantastic, and I'm still there today. And we have a great group, whether you've lost someone through cancer or you've gone through cancer. We all help each other, and some people will have a bad day or good days, but we're there for each other. I've started to work in Wicklow Cancer Support now because of the help I got, that I think it's time I give back. And my way of giving back is when someone rings in and looks for information and looks for help or wants to talk or wants to have a cry on the phone, I'm there for them. I will listen. I will help them out as much as I can. And if I can't, I will find the information for them, what they're looking for. Well, from working in the office here in Wicklow Cancer Support, I see the donations that people give, and Wicklow people are just absolutely fantastic, whether it's throwing 20 euros in or 50 euros or whatever they put in the box, and every single euro counts. It's fantastic that the help that people will give, and I think a lot is to do with people have gone through the journey themselves or know someone, because most families at this stage have been affected by cancer.